Tomorrow is the beginning of the Chinese New Year, a celebration that starts with the new moon and lasts for 15 days. It's a time to clean house, pay debts, and start fresh. It will be the year of the ram, the most mild-mannered of all the Chinese zodiac animals. It promises peace and tranquility. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports on a new book about celebrating the new year and other Chinese holidays.
It's a book for children called Moonbeams, Dumplings, and Dragon Boats. And it tells the stories behind four major Chinese holidays, illustrated with bright watercolors by Chinese-born artist Mei Li So. There are also recipes for traditional foods and craft projects, things like block prints with good wishes to put on the front door of your house for the new year. The author is Nina Simons, who's written a number of books on Asian cooking. She says the holiday must start with a shopping trip for special New Year treats. She took us to Washington's Chinatown, where stores had stocked up for the holiday.
Oh, great. Okay, so we are going to take some gold coins.
That's a candy that's wrapped in gold paper.
That's right, and we're going to take some candied melon, which is for growth and good health, and some lotus root. This is candied lotus root, and this is good for many children and also the good luck.
Lotus root resembles translucent pale orange slices with holes where the seed should be. It's sweet and faintly citrusy. The luck comes through the holes and into your mouth. Simons also chose peanut cookies for long life, candied coconut, which symbolizes togetherness, and candied kumquats, round golden fruit.
Kumquats symbolize money and prosperity, so it's not unusual to get fresh kumquats that still have leaves, and the leaves represent the different branches of the family and show the growth of the family.
All these sweet treats would go on a prosperity plate, good luck to be offered to guests coming over during the holiday, and there would be festive meals. We went for lunch to a restaurant in Chinatown called Full Key, which is known for its traditional cooking. On winter days, the front window is steamed over because their famous soups are cooking right there. Inside, it's a plain, brightly lighted place with big round tables. Nina Simon speaks Mandarin Chinese, and she discussed special New Year dishes with one of the owners. Over lunch, Nina Simon says she hopes her colorful mixture of legends, recipes, and projects won't be just a picture book for children.
It's for families, I think, because I feel that children don't know enough about history and ritual, and I feel that food is a wonderful way to captivate children as well as people and to sort of lead them through the food and through the stories to learn about different cultures.
Every food on the New Year's table is there for a reason. One of the special dishes Simons ordered for us to try was golden dumplings. They were packed with shrimp.
They're really traditional for this holiday.
Sort of like little packages of good stuff.
Little packages of good things that will come in the next year.
Okay, let's try it.
More tradition and symbolism. We had pea shoots and garlic to remind us of springtime and renewal. And a dish of noodles. Long noodles, Simon says, for long life.
Yeah, it really looks good. And the straw mushrooms.
What about these noodles? Noodles are a New Year's dish because?
At Chinese New Year, everyone celebrates their birthday because everyone turns a year older. And noodles are a form of Chinese birthday cake. The longer the noodle, the longer your life will be. So it's totally acceptable to slurp and suck them up.
Well, those noodles are lovely.
And more noodles?
Longevity.
We all want longevity.
The Chinese New Year is a great holiday for children. Besides plenty of candy, there are cakes and firecrackers. Kids can't get into trouble, and they don't have to go to bed early. In fact, they don't have to go to bed at all.
children should not go to bed, and the later they stay up, it ensures a long, healthy life for their parents. And one of the superstitions is you aren't supposed to cry at all over New Year's Day. So even if children are getting out of hand, you would never make them cry over New Year's. It's bad luck.
This holiday ends in 2 weeks with the Lantern Festival. In the book, Simons tells the story that long ago, the Jade Emperor, the ruler of heaven, sent the fire goddess to burn a city to the ground. But the clever city fathers tricked the gods. The people built bonfires and floated paper lanterns in the air so that the gods looking down would believe the city was on fire. And they distracted the fire goddess with dessert, sweet balls of sticky rice.
And so they celebrate with the sweet rice balls in the lion dance, which is the lion comes to bring good luck for the coming of the year.
Lion dancers carry a huge lion mask on sticks. It has jaws that open and close and a silky body. The dancers caper around like big cats, followed by their drummers. We recorded these lion dancers at the Smithsonian here in Washington. Celebrations and legends, as well as holiday foods and crafts from the book Moonbeams, Dumplings, and Dragon Boats by Nina Simons. Take a look at our website for pictures and recipes from the book. That's npr.org. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.